from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. The inadequacies of the healthcare system in Ontario, especially up north, are far too clear to the Roberge family of Timmins. 12-year-old Paige Roberge has been waiting since May for vital surgery to remove a tumor near her kidney. Her mother, Brittany, says the medical team is assembled at Sick Kids Hospital in Toronto, but the wait drags on.
We've been calling every week, and we were just finding out that there just aren't enough beds for kids to recover in, so they've been triaging emergency cases. So it's just a matter of waiting until this becomes an emergency.
Adding to the stress is not being able to find a doctor for the four-member Roberge family since moving back to the north from Port Hope 2 years ago. You can hear much more from the audio of our interview with Brittany Roberge on MyTimmonsNow.com. A new study says family doctors in Ontario quit in droves as the COVID-19 pandemic struck. The survey by the Unity Health Network in Toronto shows 385 doctors left the profession between March and September of 2020, twice the rate found in the same time period in previous years. The loss means an estimated 170,000 Ontarians lost their family doctor. The report also finds that doctors over the age of 65 accelerated their retirement plans as the pandemic took hold. Last week, a report found that nearly 1.8 million Ontarians don't have access to a family doctor as of March 2020, just as the first lockdown took hold. Don't expect to see fences going up everywhere homeless people camp out in Timmins, like the ones under the Algonquin Boulevard underpass. They were erected yesterday following the eviction of homeless people on Friday. Mayor Kristen Murray says this was a unique situation, and City Hall and the co-owner of the property there only did it for the safety of those people and the public in general. Meanwhile, the mayor says the city and its partners are working on solutions to the very complex issue of homelessness itself. She points out that it's a problem everywhere, not just Timmins. Many Canadians could get a big bump in their salaries next year, so says consulting firm Eckler Limited. It finds the national average base pay raise for 2023 to be about 4.2%, excluding planned salary freezes. That would make it the biggest jump in two decades and comes with inflation continuing to rise. The highest increases are projected for British Columbia, Ontario, and Quebec. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.